From old television sets to toilets, we often hope broken and unwanted items can be put in the trash bin and forgotten about. But not everything can be left on the curb for Onondaga County trash haulers to take away. WRVO's Ryan Delaney goes through some of the more difficult items to dispose of.
There's an old TV sitting on the end of my Syracuse block. It's been there so long, weeds are starting to grow through it. Trash scrappers already came and smashed it in two to remove valuable items inside, like copper wiring. All that's left is the plastic frame and glass screen. Syracuse Public Works Commissioner Pete O'Connor says his department is left in a difficult position on removing that old TV and others that sit on curbs around Syracuse.
TVs are not supposed to be out in the curb anymore. However, the dilemma we have in the city of Syracuse is that we all know they're out there.
It's illegal to just throw old tube televisions away in the trash because the screens contain hazardous lead. There are a number of drop-off sites in Onondaga County to bring TVs for free or a small fee. Similar guidelines go for computers and other electronics. Kristen Lawton with the Onondaga County Resource Recovery Agency, OCRA, says recent law changes on disposing of electronics have been both useful and confusing.
We've kept thousands of pounds of electronics out of the waste stream as a result of this legislation. However, there have been some, small problems with the implementation.
For O'Connor, it comes down to finding a balance.
I mean, we pick them up even though we shouldn't be. Because if not, the city of Syracuse would be a mess. And we already get a lot of complaints that the city of Syracuse is a mess, and believe me, we do our best not to make it a mess.
Tires are another difficult item to dispose of, since they can't go out with the trash either. But Syracuse will haul them off, if you call the city's helpline first.
We're pretty lenient in the city. We take almost anything.
Like the smashed-up television at the end of my street, eventually. Big items like toilets and construction debris will be taken as part of a semi-annual collection in Syracuse, but not through regular weekly pickup. In the rest of Onondaga County, empty oil or latex paint cans can be dried out and disposed of, but any leftover oil-based paint must be brought to a drop-off center. For suburban and rural residents, most construction debris needs to be brought to the dump yourself, too. Lawton says people should visit OCRA's website to look up how to dispose of abnormal items, and she says people can schedule appointments to bring in nearly anything that may be dangerous to OCRA for free. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.